Hey everybody, and welcome to another Torn Up interview. And as some of you know, recently I've been over in London seeing some great music and making some new friends. And it's such an amazing place. I'm in the crouch end of London at the minute. And recently I came across an artist that, well, the phrase is used lots of times and maybe it's overused, but not in this case. He simply blew my mind with his talent, his voice, his presence, his lyrics. He's something else. Would you please welcome to the Torn Up interview the incredible Eddie Angel. Eddie, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Oh, I got the voice. That voice sounds similar like Wolf at the Door, one of the songs that I've heard. Is the real deep, deep voice. Tell me, Eddie, how did you get into music? Was there music in the family? You know, were you the first member of it to get involved? Or how did that all come about?
How did that come about? Oh, well, my mother, she used to have lots of records around the house. But they were like Stefan Grappelli and Millie Jackson, and there was quite an eclectic. So my mum's best friend was married to a Jamaican guy that I call my dad, and I grew up around all the Trojan records and the reggae stuff, and but she had a. She had quite an eclectic taste of music. And then her sister introduced me to the glam rock stuff and rock and roll and Elvis and the Big Bopper and Jerry Lee and Little Richard. And but I had no desire to play music at that point in my life. Mm. I was busy drawing and painting and stuff like that.
Okay, okay.
And then it wasn't until I was a teenager, actually, when my best friend had a punk band. And when he was about 11. And I just thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
But I had no desire to play music. And then later on, I decided to buy a guitar. And it started from there, really.
Closest
most friendly, where the enemy's kisses gonna be the end. I got 27 reasons, gotta make a confession. 27 reasons, if I had possession. 27 reasons, gotta call this obsession. 27
So basically, you were very artistic. You painted, you did all of that at the early stages. And then you bought a guitar and your friend, you had a punk band. But I know from, you know, just reading some stuff about you, you've played with some pretty well-known people too and toured around the world. How did that happen that you moved into that you went from buying the guitar to you know, playing with, well, some of the legends of the business too and around the world?
Well, I think I started in the early 90s, and so in the pubs you could come across very special people. Pubs are very different today, they're not quite like that, but I started going to places where the music was happening, and I started meeting people, and those connections kind of led me to those places. There was a kind of healthy kind of scene happening in London, and that's kind of how that happened.
And then you got to you played support and stuff for people like B.B. King and things like
that.
Yeah,
they were through various, as I say, like, there were various people that I'd met that were great talents, and we formed great connections and great friendships and decided to collaborate. In the mid 90s, I met a guy called Bill Hurley, who was he was in a band called The Inmates, which had some popularity there. They were in the top 30 in the UK charts. I played with him for like 10 years. He was a great mentor to me. Very lovely guy. His stage presence and his voice was a force of nature. Big influence. And from there, it was just, I don't know how that happened, but.
Well, would you say too, like, I'm listening to you talk, and you did say that you played support to B.B. King, and I've heard you play where you played blues music, but you're not a blues musician. You can play some, you're much wider than that. You're almost what I call genre fluent.
Well, I wouldn't be a blues musician because I grew up in London. I come from a working class family that grew up in the East End, and I'm not a blues. I'm influenced heavily by all kinds of music. For some reason, I was attracted to blues music because it was the beginnings of all the great rock and roll guitarists that I love, like Jimi Hendrix and Keith Richards and all of them. So therefore, it was an education for me to start there. But my voice and the stories that I'm about are not from the roots of America, you know.
No.
I spent a lot of time in America with people like that. I toured with old Thomas, old Thomas Bridgman, who is an amazing, amazing artist and a great mentor to me. He's a force of nature too. But I would never consider myself that because I'm not that. I'm not a blues man. I don't pretend to be a blues man. I love the blues. I'm influenced by it. But I'm not that because I'm not indigenously from that.
Funny enough, I think that I have an opinion about this that, yes, there's the traditional blues that's there. But I actually think that the blues is a state of mind or the conscience of anybody or a society particular time that you could write a song about something that reflects things that are not right. That's a kind of the blues too because the blues was about sort of injustice, I mean, it was.
Well, I tell you what, I guess you could say that the blues comes from Ireland.
Ah, indeed, you could indeed. Oh, yes. Oh, you're making fun of me now, you rascal. Even though I am a big leprechaun, 6 foot one, and I can call on King Brian now to banish you very quick with his magic wand.
I am a plastic paddy after all, so, with the half Irish blood in me. But the point is, it's coming from the folk music. So the folk music, blues is a tonality. It's a, it's a term everyone's using for a feeling.
Mm.
But you've got that in Irish music. You've got that in all European folk music, and ultimately blues is a folk music.
Mm.
And
I think all genres are connected to a large degree. They're all sort of connected. They all feed off each other, isn't it?
It's a sharing.
Yeah,
and it's a sharing of a spirit, and it's a pulse. Fundamentally, blues is a pulse. It ain't the notes, it's the pulse.
Yes.
It's the pulse and the rhythm and the spirit of where you're coming from.
And I honestly think, too, that music has a very important role to play, particularly when people are going through tough times. Because one of the few ways you can express that in what's happening, maybe through anger or maybe it's through lyrics, whatever, but it's something people... Because you can write... Eddie, you can write a song and there can be lyrics in the song and there can be someone hears those lyrics and every word resonates with something that happened in their life and it's something that very few other things can do, but music can connect people in ways you just would not believe because usually most songs, maybe sometimes they can be stories, surely, and they are, but they can also come from personal experiences and there are other people out there who have had similar experiences and identify with it.
Well, all stories are coming from personal experience.
Yeah.
So
that is where people, and sometimes more so than others, and I'm sure you've had it where people maybe say, that is something I can connect with because of the lyrics.
Absolutely. But, whereas a lot of artists are pretending to be the things that they're singing about, I don't pretend to sing about the things that I'm living.
Yeah.
So that's when I started out playing blues music, fundamentally, it was impossible for me to emulate someone like John Lee Hooker, who, I don't even know what you'd call someone like John Lee Hooker. My experience is completely different to that. So that's why I am not a blues man. But I have a love for the blues. And in my experience of all the artists, all the great artists that I've come across, I've had a respect and an appreciation for my contribution to what I've done.
I mean, for me, I'm only getting to know your music because obviously it's only in recent days I've even come to know you. But one of the songs that I really like, and it's your voice too, is how actually when I listen to it, I can see it. Is Wolf at the Door. If ever there was a sort of a supernatural blues, that's it.
This was a curious song that actually started off as a pastiche of Smokestack Lightning, but with more of a, we can conjure up different artists to say stylistically what it is. But it started off as a kind of Smokestack Lightning kind of blues song with a story, but actually it's more of a European fairy tale with a sort of a French, you know, a French twist. I mean, I have these ideas of this song, which, depending which musicians I use for the song, or if I do it on my own, it's kind of a classic folk song.
But it's your voice. Again, I'd point to that, you know, and the tone of the voice. I can see this cottage, you know, a fire lit, not a lot of light on the rap at the door. I can see it in my mind. And your voice is an instrument, and if it's used in such a way, the tone of it, how the words are spoken, it's colossal.
Yes, well, you know, there's going to be the Sheriff of Nottingham standing at the door. You got the crow on the roof.
Yeah.
And he's pecking away at the window. He says, hey, where's that money you owe me? You got that money you owe me?
No.
Sold by a jaded raconteur. strange anecdotes. Was it just a hoax to keep the wolf from the door? To keep the wolf from the door. To keep the wolf from the door. To keep the wolf from the door.
You know, I suppose this whole area around here, like we're talking, is such a mental pot for so many people that are well known around the world. It's like certain parts of any country, and this area probably more than most, there's quite a few people we've mentioned earlier on. The Kinks would have sort of been...
Yeah, they're just up the road, yeah.
Yeah, and there'll be others, I'm sure, as well, that would be from this general area.
Well, if you're lucky, there's a pub just up the road. Ray's probably sitting in there right now. And you could probably have a conversation or two about songwriting up there with him.
Wow.
I have done.
Why?
He's a nice guy.
I suppose, look, at the end of the day, no matter what it is you do in life, we're all humans, we're all, you know, if it's the case that you're a singer, songwriter, performer, you're still that person that, you know, you have the passion to do that and
Well, I actually started playing music in Crouch End. So when I was a young man,
oh, you're not that old yet.
When I started out, the band, I went into the Railway Tavern down at Hornsey there, and there was a great guy. He was a great guitarist, and a great guy, Pete Mattison, and I think some of his band were like Rory Gallagher's band. In fact,
wow,
I think it was Fran the drummer. I think. Mm-hmm. And they were like one of the first people that invited me to get up and play. But he was a great all-round musical inspiration. He had lovely old equipment. He had a lovely old Fender Stratocaster, a salmon pink Stratocaster. And he ended up being Ray Davis's guitarist.
Okay.
I think in the 2000s or late 90s or something like that. Yeah, you can check me on that, but yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah. But he was a big, big, big encourager for me. He really inspired me because he was about Americana. His style, his playing, he wasn't over the top. He was very tasteful and stylistic, and it was a great time. That, you know, the beginnings of that. There are a few people playing in these bars that were really tasteful musicians.
Yeah.
And, you know, big influences.
Absolutely. And if we move further up to the present, like I've seen you do a solo performance. I'm certainly looking forward to seeing you playing with the band, because I know from what people have told me it's something else. Do you have a preference? Do you like doing the solo, or do you prefer to be doing the full band, or does it matter?
I like... No, it doesn't really matter. I like... if there is a project, I like to honour that project with the right, you know, the right complement of people.
Yeah. And what about musically at the minute? Is there any plans to record stuff? Have you stuff recorded or stuff coming out? Or
I've
what's
got a new record that's being worked on at the minute, a new album. I've got a week tour of Poland coming up.
Oh, lovely.
In March. But yeah, it's...
So there will be new music out, and will that be a solo record? Will that be a full band record?
Probably a band record.
Yeah.
It won't be solo, no.
You know, I think you're a very interesting person. I think that, you know, yes, you're blues influenced, but you're many other things, and I certainly have witnessed you play live. You know, a few times in my life I have seen people and it's just made me take a step back.
Thank you, sir.
And I did with you.
Thanks.
And that's as genuine as ever I can say. You have something so special, such a talent, and I'm really looking forward to seeing a lot more of you and see you. Hopefully you make it over to Ireland too and play some venues there, because I think you go down a storm.
Thank you, sir.
And I wish you all the best, Eddie. I think you're a very talented individual, so much to offer, and I am privileged to be in your presence, to have heard you play, and looking forward to the next time. And I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me here, because you know, the world is made up of many different types of people, and music is the thread that keeps us all together when all the other crap that happens and the negative news and everything else. I mean, you know, music, and I say this many times, I don't mind repeating it, but the one thing about music is if we go to a gig and when we come out from that, we're happy. Everyone's happy. And happiness is the most precious thing we can possess or aspire to have above all other things. So thank you so much, Eddie. I suppose there's one last question, and I'm not going to ask you to go into details, but is Eddie Angel, it sounds like it might have been maybe a stage name. Is that your real name, or is it something that maybe suited? But you don't have to tell me the details. Just know, is it the real name? It's real, in other words. Well, that's fine. We'll ask no more about it. It's a great name to have, and particularly if you're doing some dark music, well, the angel on the dark side really sounds good. Eddie, it's been an absolute privilege to speak with you. Thank you so much for taking the time, and looking forward to catching up with you on your musical trail very soon.
Thank you, sir.
In the letter, join the dots, show the way. I got lightning in a bottle, a board out the blues. House of cards will topple, a long time overdue. Moments come forever, not all who shine are treasured. The present is a gift from today. Turn your head and look away. Angels on the wing, they breathe a sigh of faith. To this tune they sing, divine beauty and grace. Where are we going? I don't really know. It don't really matter. The wind that takes you home, take the long way around. 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 Day by day on borrowed time, shoot for the stars, my son. And when the road gets rocky, yeah, greet it with a smile. Fortune cries the lucky, yeah, time after while. Some might say that this world is a theater in the round. Take a look outside the box, see what's going down. Sun soars, horizon, kiss the moon, silver light. Silhouettes against the skyline, blackbirds singing to the night. Where are we going? I don't really know. It don't really matter. Let the wind that takes you home.